Hi, this is Anita Hummel from the Dusty Roads podcast about living life as a global citizen. I spent over 30 years of my life living and working in mainly Asia. So if you're looking for some inside information about what it means to be a global citizen, you are in the right place. Hi, this is Anita from Dusty Roads, a podcast about living life as a global citizen. This is episode 1. If you get a chance, check out our blog, which is called abusonadustyroad.com. I wanted to talk a little bit today about where I got the name A Bus on a Dusty Road or Dusty Roads. It was many years ago. I was traveling in China. And this was so many years ago, I'm really going to age and date myself here. But it was a time in China when we'd always say, you can put the pig on the back of a bicycle, nobody stares. But you put a foreigner on the back of the bicycle and everybody stares. So this was a time in China when very few people were actually traveling China. And there were not that many foreigners in China. China was a very different place then. I had just traveled down to Sichuanbana, China, an area of China that bordered on Laos in Kunming province. At this time, in order to travel down there, you had to have special permission from the authorities. I had received special permission from them. But in order to get down there, also during this time, there was no airport there. And so I had to do a 3-hour bus ride over these bumpy, dusty roads. It was a wonderful area. It was filled with many of China's minorities, which were actually the Hmong, or as they say in China, the Miao. And I actually had the opportunity there to spend the night in a Hmong or Miao house. On my way back, I was taking the bus again to fly out. And I had met this Chinese student who was helping me. And I just felt so lucky when I got on the bus because I was right behind the bus driver. There was no air conditioning. And I had a window that was open. I thought, oh, I am so lucky to have this seat on the bus. We take off, and I remember it was a Sunday. And we're taking off, and all of a sudden we're going up the road, and there would be these hill tribes or minorities waiting at the side of the road, and they would start flagging down the bus, and the bus driver would let them on. And this kept continuing, and I kept thinking, like, oh my goodness, this is gonna take like from 5 hours, this is gonna start taking 7 hours or 8 hours. And I began to be concerned about, am I going to miss my flight or what's going to go on? And he kept going and kept picking up people. And before you know it, the bus was crowded. It was crowded with these people that some of them were stinky and smelly, had brought animals on and other things. And the bus was really, really crowded. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm so glad I'm in the seat I'm in. I'm right behind the bus driver. I have fresh air blowing on me. Then all of a sudden, we get to a police roadblock. The policeman stops us, and he starts arguing with the bus driver and says, there are too many people on this bus. People need to get off the bus. And the bus driver is saying, no one can get off this bus. You need to let them continue. Because this bus driver understood that these people, many of them had traveled maybe a day or more out of the mountains to come down to catch the bus. And if they were dumped here, it may take them another day or two to get another bus to go into the city. So there was this huge argument going back and forth and back and forth. And then finally, the policeman just seemed to kind of give up. And he just said to the bus driver, he said, okay, then everybody on the bus needs to have a seat. I want everybody sitting down. I looked around. And I thought, well, this is impossible. There is no way everyone's going to have a seat. I sat there in awe as I watched row after row move in, where now there was two people, there'd be four or five. Nobody complained. Not a word was spoken. Not one complaint was uttered. Nobody shouted from the back of the bus and said, get those stinky people off the bus and let's continue. There was not one single complaint. And everyone had a seat and sat for the rest of the journey on that bus. I thought about this many times and I've wondered, if this had happened in America or if it happened in another country or another place, would the outcome have been different? Would there have been somebody shouting from the back of the bus, I paid for this seat and I'm not going to share it with anybody. So get them off the bus. This is my seat. It belongs to me. I've often reflected on how different that could have been in another place and maybe another time. But as I looked around, I also learned a lesson. I learned a lesson about myself, because I was the one sitting thinking, like, I paid for this seat. This is my seat, and I've got a good seat, and I don't know if I want to share it with anybody. But yet these other people on the bus were willing to give up their comfort and to share their seat for a stranger they didn't know. My grandfather lived in China, and he lived there in the 1920s and 30s. My father was later born in the United States when they returned back to the United States. But I remember in some of his writings about China, he talks about when he would talk to his students. And he once asked his students about, what day would you like to have for this holiday? Nobody answered. The next day, they all came back to class and they said, we'd like to have this day, we've decided. And then he went on and he said something I've always remembered. He said, in China, they will look at and see what is good for everybody, what is good for the whole, what is good for the community, and not for their own individual rights. Whereas in the West, or in America, we will say, what is good for me? What do I want? This is my right. This is my liberty. This is my right to be able to do this, and I don't care if it affects anyone else. That is why I predict that you will see that many of these Asian countries will continue to do much better on things like wearing masks, vaccinations, and other things, because they may view it a little differently than what we do in the West. They may view it and say, I will wear a mask if this is good for everybody. I was speaking to a Japanese friend of mine, and she was talking about when she flies home to Japan. And she said to me, you know, before COVID, I always wore a mask. And I said, you did? Like, well, why'd you wear a mask on a plane? You know, I'm American. I'm thinking like, well, I wouldn't wear a mask unless somebody forced me to. She said, no, I always wore a mask because it wasn't for me and it wasn't because I was sick, because I always thought about it was for the other people I was around. How different that is from how many of us look and how many of us view this. So this podcast, A Bus on a Dusty Road, is about living life as a global citizen. And it's about hopefully being able to show you a different point of view that I have learned as I've spent over 30 some years living and working in Asia, and things which I have learned here from many of the people that I have been associated with. Asia has changed me. There has been the good, the bad, the ugly, the difficult, the trying, the wonderful, the exciting. It has been everything. Every emotion you can imagine has been here. There are things that happen which I get frustrated with. I don't understand. Why do they do it this way and not this way? There are times when I'll say like, oh, isn't it wonderful the way that they do this? So this podcast is about taking you along with me on this bus on a dusty road, or on these dusty roads, and as we look and explore many of these things together. And we hope that you will come along with me for the ride or for this journey, so that together we can explore together the dusty roads of life and about living life as a global citizen. This podcast is sponsored by A Bus on a Dusty Road, a blog about living life as a global citizen. Please go to our blog at abusonadustyroad.com and sign up for our free newsletter. If you've enjoyed this podcast, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review, and help to pass this along. Thank you so much for listening.